Classic Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school wrestling. Today, it's live coverage of the Nebraska State Dual Tournament in Kearney. High school wrestling on KKPR is brought to you by Craig Weegis of Pioneer Seeds.
Difference in deep on a shot, and he's going to get the takedown to tie the score 4-4.
4-4, still in the first period, 15 seconds to go with Logan Dibbern on top, and now he's turning him, and he's getting some back points.
That's a big deal. He's going to get three near fall. He turned him with a wrist half Nelson. That's a big deal. You got to be a tough, tough kid to turn a guy as tough as Corby Forbes with a wrist half.
Grand Island, Omaha, Scott, Central City, and Amherst all claim state titles in Omaha 1 week ago. Today, they try to become the first teams in history to capture a state dual title. All the exciting action is moments away as Central Nebraska's best wrestling coverage continues next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show will join KKPR Sports' Doug Duda live from the Health and Sports Center in Kearney right after this word for New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from UNK's Health and Sports Center. Doug Duda, along with Larry Baker, our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, for the final wrestling event of the season. It is the final round of the Class A and D State Dual Wrestling Championships, the first dual wrestling championships in Nebraska history. We were with you earlier today on ESPN for the B and C final round, and now we get ready for A and D. Kearney High could not quite make it into the A finals, and Grand Island barely did, with kind of a surprise non-bad loss in the last match. They hang on to beat Millard South 34-33 despite losing the last match. And Omaha Burke defeated Kearney 45-21. So Kearney and Millard South will now wrestle for third place. Also, we will see Omaha North. They have beaten Creighton Prep. They'll be in the fifth place match against either Lincoln Southwest or Millard West, and that is the only duel of this second round that is still going on. And Lincoln Southwest is going to advance on. They got crushed by Grand Island 57-9, but they're taking it to Millard West 44-16 with just one match left, and now it's 50-16 as they win the 138-pound match. In Class D, we're going to get what everybody really wants to see in the Class D community, Amherst and Pender. And Amherst maybe had a little bit easier time today than people thought that they would have, but they went out and they made that happen by avenging a couple of those semifinal losses from last Friday. Their score is 60-18 and 58-21 over Maxwell and Plainview. Pender obviously showing their lack of depth in the upper weight classes, and that's where we start right here, 145, 150, and then they'll start at 152 and then at 160. Pender is loaded on the back end of that, and they had to come from behind in both of their duels, but they beat Newley Oakdale 44-34, and they downed Bayard 42-30. So Amherst-Pender will wrestle the championship, Bayard-Plainview for third. It'll be Maxwell and Newley Oakdale for fifth, East Butler and High Plains for seventh. We'll recap what happened earlier today here in just a little bit, but as always, Larry Baker with us here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. And Bakes, we've made it through five of the six rounds here at the state duels today, and we've had some excitement, maybe a little bit more. Maybe that's just because we've had more area teams in this second session.
Yeah, I think there were more fans here in this second session. I think there was a lot more electricity. One of the things that you had is a lot of the duels that people across the state, regardless of what class affiliation you're with, that you wanted to see were getting tonight. Amherst-Pender, Grand Island, and Omaha Burke. The Amherst-Pender duel, whether you're a Class A fan or a Class D fan, it's the duel everybody's wanted to see now for 2 years. I mean, these two teams rearranged their schedule even this year so they could go wrestle each other at Cross County, but we haven't had a situation where we were going to get them 14 times, line them up, and just battle it out. Of course, there's tons of bad blood here with what's gone on the last 2 years at the state tournament. That whole thing has boiled up this week in the social media. These two teams have really gotten after each other here, Doug, and this is one to see. I'll just tell you right now, there's no love lost here. this is one to see, and you're going to get the exact same thing in the Class A final with Burke and Grand Island. Grand Island comes into their final a little different than Amherst. Grand Island limps into it. They did not wrestle well at all in the semis there. Very, very lucky. I even saw Coach Shadwinkle at one time wipe his brow and flick it like, oh, my gosh, lucky there. Amherst steamrolled their way in here. A Plainview duel that I thought maybe they could struggle with. They just hammered Plainview. So very interesting in how those two teams have gotten here.
And a couple of the guys that fell last Friday night for Amherst in the semifinals, I got a little bit of redemption here this afternoon.
Yeah, no question. You know, and it started last week's kind of landslide, if you will, for Amherst. If you remember on Friday night, that really did start at 132 pounds when Logan Dibbern goes out and loses to Corby Forbes from Plainview. And he dominated Forbes today. In fact, pinned him, Doug. And then at 138 pounds, you saw Bryce Dibbern's two-time state champion brother, Devin Dibbern, come out and take it to Ashoff as well. So there were some losses avenged there.
And you're going to see another big rematch at 138 pounds on the back end of this duel when Devin Dibbern gets that rematch with Jacob Sebay.
And I'm seeing right now Clint Conroy, the 160-pounder from Pender. He looked like he'd gotten hurt in the semis. He just went off the mat after the coin flip on crutches. That hurts them. Clint Conroy, fourth place at the state meet last year for Pender. Amherst has no answer at 160 pounds. Ostendorf would wrestle. Pender probably would get 6 points, Doug. That really hurts them.
And you look here, Pender, it does have some open weights, and that is the unfortunate thing about the dual formula here. Pender could probably still win a majority of the matches, but the points they've got to give up at 106 at a heavyweight are going to hurt them.
Well, at heavyweight, though, they're going to give up points that are 220 or heavy. Their heavyweight actually was 6 at the state meet last week. So it depends on where they want to wrestle him. They've weighed him in at 220, but they can wrestle him at heavy. Albus is his name. But you're exactly right, Doug, the depth issue. That's just it. Pender, you know, in many ways, Pender has done or has exactly what Amherst wants. 5 state champs, Doug. But Amherst has exactly what Pender wants, a team state title. So this really is interesting. Pender, top line, 5 state champs. 10 champions in the last 2 years, but they haven't been able to have the depth to win it. Amherst has been able to put a full team together, get guys spread out, whether that means somebody wrestling above their weight, guys sucking down and wrestling below, and that's what's made Amherst successful here. And Pender wants to beat them today.
Well, you are listening to our coverage of the State High School Wrestling Duels brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer sales representative. Pioneer Premium Seed Treatment Soybeans directly from your local Pioneer sales representative or a Pioneer production facility. Contact Craig Weeches today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. We also want to remind you that we do have basketball tonight. It's been a crazy week with the weather. The Kearney Catholic Ainsworth girls game is currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. And, of course, that game and our wrestling is right here on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Following our wrestling, Loop City Burwell D1A Boys Subdistrict Final, also from Ord. Both of those coming your way tonight. St. Cecilia Donovan Trouble on 1230 AM KHAS and PlatteRiverPreps.com. We're about ready to get our duels underway. We'll take a break and be back with more after this.
Big or small, Tom Dinsdale's got them all. For example, the plush comfort of the 2013 Chevy Avalanche in a beautiful blue topaz metallic finish and 20-inch chrome wheels will make you almost forget you're driving a tough truck with V8 Vortec power and a heavy-duty trailering package. Tom Dinsdale's price is nearly $4,000 below list, plus it's eligible for another $2,000 rebate. Test drive stock number 95950 today. Rebates and financing subject to credit approval.
Like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rippit, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
And welcome back to high school wrestling here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, and Amherst, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda along with Larry Baker here. Also, we've been informed that UNK qualifying 9 of their 10 wrestlers out at the regionals in Chadron for the national tournament, trying to repeat as national champions, which will be tough.
Yeah, that is going to be tough. There's some really good teams, you know, right now that are ahead of Kearney. But that's big, Doug. You can get that many through. A lot of that now depends on draws.
Also, folks, earlier today, Omaha Scut was tied with Nebraska City with two matches to go. They won them both to win the Class B duels 33-27. Syracuse beat Lexington for third. York beat Plattsmouth for fifth. Scottsbluff over Alliance for seventh in Class B. In Class C, Madison gets a key win at 138 pounds, and they're able to defeat Central City 31-28 in the finals. O'Neill beat David City for third. Ballantyne over Wilbur Claytonia for fifth. And in the seventh place match, Sergeant Burwell beat Aquinas. All right, let's take a look at what we've got going on here as they're about ready to get going. Grand Island in the Class A final against Omaha Burke. Amherst in the Class D final against Pender. We'll also be watching Kearney in the third place match against Millard South. Who will have their hands full? Millard South probably going to have a little chip on their shoulder. They're turning right around and wrestling in here.
Doug, Millard South looked really good in the semis against Grand Island, and I mean really good.
So let's get our action underway. 160 pounds in Class A. Grand Island will send Brian Nahara, a junior, out against Patrick Kelly from Omaha Burke, who will be a prohibitive favorite in the Kearney High match. In the Class A third place match, James Chamberlain will go out against Tyler Harrington. And in the Class D first place match, Morgan Ostendorf takes on A.J. Rutar, and neither with a winning record.
No, in that Class D match, that's where you should have seen Clint Conroy, the fourth-place state medalist, who got injured. So what they did, Pender bumped their 152-pounder up to 160. A.J. Rutar is 14-26. So this is a big swing match here in that duel, Doug.
One other thing that happened here, Larry, that we haven't really talked about, you were expecting in the semifinals today a couple of good matches between Omaha Burke and Kearney High. They ended up being good matches for Kearney High, but we did not see the Wilcox and Hunter Bamford times three.
Yeah, we saw Omaha Burke was trying to negate the issue, you know, instead of getting three at that weight and giving up six at the weight above, they bumped Wilcox, and so Bamford got the forfeit for 6 points. And what I really loved there was Kearney came out, thumped Wilcox, and made him
Marshall.
Pay. Yeah,
Austin Marshall.
Made him pay for that strategy move.
They didn't win the entire duel, but it was a nice win for Marshall to
exactly.
End his career. Well, not to end his career because we still have one more duel here, but a good feather in the cap.
And he looked good, Doug. He thumped him. Wilcoxon was never in the match, really, regardless of what the score was. I thought Marshall wrestled a great match. In the Class D match, we've had a takedown by A.J. Rutar from Pender. Ostendorf gets a quick reversal, 20 seconds left in the first period, and that is 2-2 with the first period ending in the Class A championship final. Brian Nahara is going to take a 0-0 tie into the second period against Patrick Kelly from Omaha Burke. And this is one of those ones, if Nahara can keep this close, that's big, Doug.
And for Kearney High, Tyler Harrington has taken a takedown in the first period. They start the second period, Harrington leading Chamberlain of Kearney 2-0, and it looks like Chamberlain is on bottom to start the second period.
Right. You know, with Grand Island, when I say keeping these close, what really hurt them in the semis against Millard South is in some of the close matches that maybe Grand Island maybe wasn't going to win, but they were close matchups. Grand Island got turned. Grand Island got pinned several times. That's not something we're used to seeing. They've got to keep that from happening here in the finals to have any chance.
And it's now Rutar getting the first points of the second period here over Morgan Ostendorf of Amherst. He's now up 4-2, but now Ostendorf's going to reverse it right back. 4-4, reverses him to his back, and he's got him in deep trouble.
He's got him buried, Doug.
And a pin. And Amherst, a key win to start this championship duel, a pin in 3 minutes and 35 seconds.
Woo! Dave Klingelhofer got a long ways off the floor right there, jumping up and down. This means so much to these two programs. Pender believes they can come in here and win today. And, oh, my good gravy, is that a big way to start?
Well, that's a swing match right there. 3 points that maybe Pender thought they would get. Not only did they not get them, they give up six.
That's a 12-point swing, Doug, because Ostendorf would have probably been pinned by Clint Conroy, who got fourth at the state meet last week. That injury, that's a 12-point swing.
Now over in the Class A match, Patrick Kelly has scored here on his choice in the second period. He's up 2-0 over Nahara of Grand Island with 44 seconds on a restart of the second period. And over for Kearney High, 4-0 in favor of Tyler Harrington as they go to the third period over Chamberlain.
Yeah, and James Chamberlain is a little outmatched there, but he's wrestling really tough. He's going to take a 4-0 deficit into the second period. Stuart Hercock is making short work of Christopher Kai of Pender. There's a minute 30 left, and he has got a takedown, and he's got Kai on his back and in deep trouble.
Hercock has come out with a mission here today. He has got two first period pins. Less than a minute pins. He has come out to show his wear. This will be his final high school match, and he has got Kai stacked up here. He's just a 9-24 junior. And again, some of these records were pre-state, some of them were today. That gives you an idea of the type of year they've had.
Yeah, this will be it for Stuart Hercock in high school. He's going to take his show up to Northwest Nebraska. There it is, pin, and he's pretty excited about that, Doug. You know, he's going to go wrestle at Shadron, and he's going to be awful tough. His style will lend well in college.
A lot of guys here, Central City, both the Brown, Jake Brown and Jake Anderson, Stuart Hercock, Amherst, they're all going out to Shadron.
That's exactly right. It'll be interesting to see how they get them separated in weight, Doug, if you want the truth. Coach Hunter came in and recruited all these guys. Now he's got to figure out how to get them spread out.
Nahara able to score here for Grand Island at the end of the second period. So it's 2-2 going to the third, and Kelly from Burke will choose bottom.
And this is a deal where Nahara, Grand Island's come out tough here. Nahara's an 18-12 junior, and Patrick Kelly 43-6 on the year. And Nahara's got this close, starting at 182 pounds now in Class D. You've got Ben Burmeister, three-time finalist, two-time state champion for Pender, and Chris Rasmussen, a 35-8 junior who was third at the state meet last year. These two guys did wrestle earlier in the season, and Rasmussen pushed him all the way to the very end. Burmeister did beat him, but this is a big matchup between two big guns on these two top teams in Class D.
So we continue on here with some very, very good wrestling at the state duels.
You know, Doug, and you see this, Patrick Kelly is wrestling pretty tough here. He's down 4-2. He's been reversed, but in no way is he in trouble of getting turned.
Well, Kelly hasn't had a very good postseason. He did not medal, despite that record.
That's exactly right, Doug.
Back over for Kearney. James Chamberlain is down 6-0. Now it's 9-0, and the time will run out. So Chamberlain will lose 9-0 in the first match. In the third place, get together against Millard South. Millard South will take a 4-0 lead.
Yeah, Nahara's now gotten an escape. He's pulled within one, 49 seconds left, and it's 4-3 in the Class D match with Burmeister and Rasmussen. Burmeister got a quick takedown. Rasmussen gets an escape. The score's 2-1. The MO here is to drag Burmeister out into the deep water and let go and see if he can swim, Doug. Yeah, Burmeister from Pender has traditionally not been in great shape. And that's what Rasmussen wants to do here is keep it close, push the pace, and try to win in the third.
Lee Langenberg takes the mat for Kearney at 170 pounds against Jake Sempek of Millard South. Both seniors. Langenberg about a 33% win percentage. Sempek just a couple of wins over 500.
Yeah, and these are the coin flip matches that you just have to win. When you have matches like that where there's no clear-cut favorite, Burmeister's going to get a takedown in the Class D championship match with about 10 seconds left to take a 4-1 lead.
Nahara's got 6 seconds and all just running away. Kelly just ran away, and the time will expire. And they didn't even throw up a stall warning because it didn't matter. And Kelly will beat Nahara 4-3, and Burke has the first points in the Class A championship.
I think that's a win for Grand Island there, Doug. Yeah, you would have liked to have won the match, but they kept that thing close. And that kind of energizes your team, you know. That's a big deal in a dual meet. All those, as many positive pictures as you can have before you walk out, the better, you know. And when you get all those, if you start getting a lot of negative pictures in your mind right before you go out, sometimes that can get tough. We saw it happen to Amherst last week in the state tournament. We saw it happen to Grand Island through a portion of that semifinal duel.
Well, we will see how it all plays out as Jose Zabalas takes the mat here. He'll be the underdog against 46-4 Joseph Contreras of Omaha Burke.
Yeah, and both these guys have had some tussles here today, so both are written up. 2 seconds or 12 seconds into the match, we're going to get injury time there in the Class A match. There's something wrong with Contreras.
He was your Class A runner-up last week to undefeated Preston Lauterbach, and he had the injury default out of that final last week, Larry, but again, not positive what that situation will be going into this match.
Yeah, he had a tough shoulder injury last week, and it got to where he couldn't lift his arm, and you had a situation where the coach just came out and waved it off. Here's what I'm talking about. It's 6-3, Doug, in the Rasmussen-Burmeister match. Rasmussen's behind 6-3, but Rasmussen's really ratcheted up the pressure and the pace, and you'll see Burmeister start coming back to the center real slow, and the oxygen's going to start getting a little thin, and that's where Rasmussen's going to want to really pick up the pace. 42 seconds left. See, watch how slow Burmeister is back to the center.
An undefeated state champion. Hard to believe that that would be a case at this time. Well, of course, I mean, I can see this weekend as compared to last weekend, but to still have that kind of hanging over your head is a little weird.
Yeah, and Brett Santon from Palmer nearly beats him last week in the state championship match just that way. Burmeister gets a last-second escape.
To win it 3-2
yes.
Over a Santon of Palmer, who was 44-3 going into that match. For Kearney High, Langenberg trails by a score of 5-1, a minute and a half to go in the second period against Millard South. Jake Sempick in the third place match still had a delay in Class A. Now they're just ready to go again between Sabalas of Grand Island and Contreras, the runner-up last week from Omaha Burke. And we have come to the end of the second period in Class D. Van Burmeister, undefeated from Pender, leads Chris Rasmussen of Amherst 6-3, and they go both up to start the third.
Yeah, Burmeister doesn't want to go under him. He knows that if he goes under him, Rasmussen's really good on top, and he didn't want to go under him, so he went both up there. Probably a pretty smart move.
Burmeister in on a good single-leg shot here. Now he turns it into a double leg, lifts him off the mat, takes him down for the two, and Burmeister's up 8-3 on the end.
He is a beast, I mean, as far as strength goes, you know, and there he just kind of muscled his way into that double.
Should be enough.
Should be enough.
That should be the move that's enough, even if he is tired out there. Rasmussen's got to find a way to put an undefeated state champ on his back now.
Yeah, he can lay around now, no question. And Sabalos down there is wrestling a pretty good match for Grand Island against Contreras. It's 2-1 Contreras, but Sabalos is doing a nice job keeping pressure on Contreras, and that'd be the smart thing to do here is really pressure him. You know, Contreras was hurt. You know that injury is still pretty real, and I think the more pressure you can put on him, the better you are.
He's wrapped up over that left shoulder, maybe a it doesn't look like a rib area, but it's either the shoulder or maybe that pec area, something like that, and that's what he's got to be careful of. 2-1 with 40 seconds to go in the first period, and now an escape over here for Chris Rasmussen, so he's now down 8-4 against undefeated Burmeister under a minute to go.
Yeah, and in the Class A consolation, Lee Langenberg is down 7-1 going into the third period, and I think he's going to be on. Nope, he chose down. Langenberg chose down.
Now back over here in the Class D match, right at the end, shot takes him off the mat. 33 seconds to go. Burmeister decides to stay off the end. Neither one looks like they've been warned for a stall yet. So Rasmussen's got 29 seconds here to make a crowd-pleasing move for the Bronco fans.
Yeah, he's going to have to get going, and this is tough. A guy like Burmeister's really tough to take him feet to back.
Yeah, he's not going to let you set up a twister here.
No.
And with the over-pursuit, Burmeister comes in on a single leg. He's going to get, apparently, another takedown here if he can pop his head out of
I don't think so.
No?
I think that's going to be two Rasmussen. He's doing a great job slipping that leg in.
But time's going to expire whether they give points here or not, and Burmeister will get Pender on the board here in this Class D state dual final.
6-8.
They do give Rasmussen credit there, but it is an 8-6 win. It ends up being kind of a tough day for old Chris Rasmussen, the junior, looking for some more wins as his season comes to an end.
Kind of unceremoniously.
Yeah.
You know when you're done in Omaha.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Or when
right.
They put the medal around your neck on Saturday.
Yeah, no, he wrestled really well there. He comes back. He'll be one of two or three kids that will be favored to win a state title next year, depending on where everybody falls weight-wise.
So that makes it Amherst 12, Pender 3, through three matches in the Class D final. In Class A, and we're only on our second match there between Sabanos and Contreras, and now Sabanos is down 6-1 early in the second period. And for Langenberg, he's not been able to do anything off the bottom. He still trails 7-1 with 30 seconds to go in his match, and they're forced into the middle for a restart.
Yeah, Contreras from Omaha Burke has done a really nice job against Jose Sabalos from Grand Island. He's widened it. You know, Sabalos had kept this match close, and now Contreras has really started to widen the gap.
You're listening to the first ever Nebraska State Dual Wrestling Tournament. We're in the championship round of A&D, and we'll be back with more on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Amherst, right after this.
Doctors of chiropractic are trained in the art and science of spinal manipulative therapy. They use this to treat a wide variety of conditions, such as neck, back, leg, extremity pain, and headaches, and most sports-related injuries. When your back hurts, you hurt, period. When you have back pain, you need to remember two things. Kling & Smith Family Chiropractic and their new office at 412 West 48th Street in Kearney. The next time life bangs you around, remember it's time for Kling & Smith Family Chiropractic. Good luck to all the wrestlers at the State Wrestling Duels. Online, ClingChiro.com.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
With our producer-engineer Stacy Johns and Larry Baker, I'm Doug Gooda back with you here at the State Dual Championships. And Amherst is going to get a takedown here at 195 pounds with Peyton Shockey, and another one of those at Pender. If they want to pull the upset, kind of needs to win.
Yeah, no question. Pender has got Jeremy Pyrock wrestling. He's a senior wrestling a sophomore, but both these guys are very equal, actually. And this is a coin flip. And like I say, championships in a dual format are won with the coin flips. You know, I mean, we got all the meat and potatoes getting ready to come up in that Pender duel. Pender's got to win here.
And in the Class A final, Grand Island is trailing at 170 pounds. Contreras, the state finalist last week, leads Sabalos of Grand Island by a score of 8-2 as they get ready to start the third period.
And so far, Sabalos is doing his job. He needs to go out and keep this thing to a decision, not let the defending state runner-up get on a roll here in Majorya. It's 8-3 right now. It's a five-point match. He needs to keep this thing inside of eight. You know, he can get taken down, but he cannot get taken down more than once. It looks to me like Contreras wants to play a little feet game. Sabalos took down, and Contreras immediately cut him to make it 8-3. He wants to get takedown, start trading 2-for-1 to get the major decision.
For Kearney, Lee Langenberg dropped his match 7-1, so Kearney has dropped the first two matches in the third-place duel in Class A. They trail Millard South by a score of 7-0, and Trey Schlender now is out there on the mat for Kearney High.
And Schlender's a grinder. He's going to wrestle you for 6 minutes. He's going to wrestle every single position. He's going to wrestle his way through good positions and out of bad positions. He's one of those guys, a lot like a Mazankowski. He's just going to wrestle, wrestle, wrestle.
Mazankowski trying to find his 100th career win later today. And, boy, are they moving. Cloud, his opponent, is 35-9 junior. Schlender, 30-6 senior. Trey had a pretty good state tournament finishing with a medal for Kearney High.
Yeah, he was in the semis, Doug, and lost just right at the very end. In the semis, just couldn't get a takedown there in the end.
Ended up with a third-place medal, fighting his way back on Saturday.
Yeah, wrestled a great state tournament.
He doesn't usually give up a whole lot of points, and he's going to get the 2 points takedown here, or 2 points, takedown to end the first period, and now they go to the second period. Schlender up 2-0. Schlender will choose bottom.
And I just can't say enough how well, at least at this point, Jose Sabalos is wrestling. It's 8-3. He trails Joseph Contreras with 50 seconds left in this match, but Sabalos was in on a good shot there, just about finished. They went out of bounds. But again, this is a win if you can keep this thing to a decision.
Over in Class D, we're about to the end of the second period. Peyton Shockey continues to lead 2-0 over Jeremy Garak of Pender. And they go to the third period with a 2-0 Shockey lead.
Yeah, and he's wrestling. Shockey's wrestling well. The one thing I don't like, I don't think probably Coach Herman does either, but he's getting in a lot of body locks, and you got to stay out of there. You can end up on your back really easy when you get into a lot of those body locks. Shockey chose top here for the third period with a 2-0 lead. I think they think he can go to work. And Amherst will do that. They go against a lot of conventional wisdom there. They're good on top, and they will take top on their choice.
Now back over here in the Class A match, Kearney High gets a tilt with Trey Schlender. 4-0 in favor of Schlender. He got the reversal, but he didn't get any back points out of the deal. And now back over here in Class D,
Peyton Shockey gets the big turn. That's what we talked about, Doug. Amherst will take top. They'll go away from the way they think you're supposed to do it. Because of that, they're pinners, and they will turn you from anywhere. And they go on top there, and bang, big turn, big 6 points, 18-3 now is that team score.
4:18, the time of the pin for Peyton Shockey, and Amherst now up 18-3 in their match over Pender. Again, Pender's meat is still to come.
Yeah, and actually, and
kind of starts right here too, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't think they've at 195 pounds. Are they sending all of us out?
Well, this will be your 220-pound match. Shockey was the 195-pounder.
Exactly, right.
So and they will wrestle at 220. That means that Pender will forfeit at heavyweight.
So what they're thinking here is they're going to go 6-6. All this will pin Amherst here. They're just going to make sure and trade 6-6. What they don't want to do is give the forfeit here, give Amherst the 6, and then lose at heavyweight and have Amherst get 6-3. So they're going to make sure this thing goes 6-6.
And it's all over here for Jose Ceballos. He has been defeated, and now Harris Talunczyk is on the mat for Grand Island.
Yeah, and I think Contreras did a great job there keeping that thing to where it needed to be.
Jacob Martinson is your wrestler out there for Amherst against Connor Albus,
who was sixth at the state meet last week at heavyweight. Albus is one of those guys, he can go 220 or heavy. He's wrestled there all year, and he's got a cradle on Martinson.
Trey Schlender now up 6-0 in his match with a minute 30 to go for Kearney High.
Pender gets the pin with Connor Aldous over Jacob Martinson there, Doug. So that's going to make it 12-9. But Pender's going to have to forfeit to Amherst at heavyweight. Tanner Hercock's going to come out and make this thing 18-9. But then things are going to get started. We talk about Pender's meat and potatoes in their lineup. They're at the exact same weight as Amherst's meat and potatoes. That they are the matches everybody wants to see.
At 120, they'll be 38-2. They're undefeated at 126. They're undefeated at 132. They're 39-3 at 138.
All four state champions.
42-7 up at 160 pounds, but they didn't get Clint Conroy. That could be the key to this match. And there's your forfeit. And, of course, they also get a forfeit at 106. So 12 points just put on the board for Amherst, and they lead it 30-9. And Pender now has to do some work.
Yeah, and this thing now is about these individual matchups everybody wants to see. Because how Pender's going to look at it, if Pender wins those individual matchups, they're going to say, wow, you just beat us because you had more guys. That argument makes no sense because it's a team sport. Get guys to come out. I mean, Amherst is obviously the more complete team, but it all will come down to those. In the Class A, pronounce that name for me, Doug.
Harris Talunczyk.
Thank you. He's wrestling right now Braden Collins, and he has a 6-0 lead at the end of the first period. Schlender's going to get a 7-4 victory.
Action there at the very end. He was up 6-0, Trey Schlender was for Kearney, but he gets Kearney's first win here in the third place match by a score of 7-4. So Millard South will lead the team 7-3, but then a forfeit it looks like again for Kearney at 195.
Yeah, they haven't had a 95 counter all day, Doug.
Yep. So now they are going to be down 13-4.
Brian Weegeth just pinned Josh Davis from Pender, and Josh Davis was sixth at the state meet last year. He's one of Pender's state medalists. Brian Weegeth, of course, three-time medalist, two-time state finalist, and now a state champion, comes out and hammers Josh Davis. 36-9 is the score now, but here's where it starts. Pender's going to bring out Dunn now at 120 pounds. He's a two-time state champion against Colton Berg, who is third this year as a freshman.
And we look at Grand Island and Harris Tulunzik up 6-0, a minute 30 to go in the second period against Braden Collins of Omaha Burke. And on the mat now for Kearney High at 220 is Quentin Ross, who medaled last week for Kearney High, and he is taking on Mark Thompson. This is going to be a heck of a match.
Yes, both, it is.
Both stellar records.
Yeah, and they both are state medalists, I believe, Doug. This should be a really good match.
Well, Ross lost in the semifinals in overtime to DJ Castillo last week, and then in the 220-pound final, Thompson of Millard South lost in the semifinal round.
Yeah, so you have two guys here that were in the semis last Friday night. This is a big, big matchup.
Tulunzik now in on another takedown. He's up 8-0 with a minute to go in the second period for Grand Island, needing to get some points here. Grand Island and Omaha Burke. Burke winning the first two matches, so they're up 6-0.
Yeah, and Tulunzik's doing a nice job here, Doug. He's got a major decision right now. He needs to build on this lead. He's up 8-0 with 41 seconds left in the second period. He needs to build on this lead and make sure and keep that major, cut this thing to 4-6. See, bonus points are so big. You know, in that situation, like you said, Burke's won two matches, and all of a sudden it's just a two-point duel if he can keep this major.
And on the other side, no score deep into the first period for Quentin Ross of Kearney. Back over here at Class D, Colton Burke against the champ Mark Dunn. They are scoreless with 20 seconds to go in the first period.
Yeah, and of Pender's five state champions, I believe Mark Dunn, as far as a wrestler, is the best wrestler out of them. He's a two-time state champion. He's just very technically sound. He's just got a takedown for two with 8 seconds left in the first period, so he's going to take a 2-0 lead over Colton Berg, the 34-8 freshman. Of course, Colton Berg was third at the state meet last week.
Also, I want to remind you, we do have basketball on ESPN 1460. Kearney Catholic girls lead Ainsworth at the half, 33-24 at halftime on ESPN 1460 and 1550 AM, following our wrestling Loop City Burwell boys basketball here on Classic Hits. But right now, we've got two state champions in Omaha Scott and Madison from earlier in the day. It's Grand Island and Omaha Burke in A, Amherst and Pender in D. And we've already went through eight weight classes in Class D because we've had a couple of forfeits, and every match but one has ended in a pin, and that was Chris Rasmussen falling 8-6. The rest of the matches were all pins.
Yeah, it's these two Class A matches, well, probably all of them, but especially this championship final and consolation final, we're going to be here a while with them. They're moving at the pace most duels should move at.
Tulunzik continues to dominate his match over here for Grand Island at 182 pounds. He's up 8-1 over Collins of Omaha Burke with a minute 34 to go in the match. And still no score between Kearney's Quentin Ross and Mark Thompson of Millard South. And they are down to 50 seconds to go in the second period. And Ross is on bottom, needs to get off bottom, get a point here going into the third.
You have to score on your choice. It's so important, Doug. You cannot have your choice and not score. We're seeing that in the Class D match. Colton Berg takes down, 50 seconds left. The score's still 2-0 with Mark Dunn, but Berg has got to score here.
And again, over here for Kearney High, Ross tries to sit out, can't get the job done. He's broken back down to the middle of the mat. Same story over here. We got a reversal for Colton Burke. He has tied it up 2-2, 30 seconds to go, second period against the state champ, Dunn of Pender. If Burke pulls the upset, this duel's over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, it's done. If Burke pulls the upset, that is a huge, huge, huge deal. Dunn's a two-time defending state champion versus a freshman. Leave him alone. The official's going to give him a caution for where his hand was on his belly button.
Earlier today, Madison became the first state dual champ ever. Then it wasn't much longer that Omaha Scott became the first team to win the state championship in Omaha and a state dual title. And Amherst and Grand Island both have a chance to do that right here.
Yeah. Oh, Colton Berg's in big trouble. 10 seconds left in the period. He gets reversed. So it's going to stay 4-2, still going to be a two-point match. And down here in the Class A match, championship, Tulutic, he's up 8-2, Doug. He really needs a takedown. That's a six-point margin. He really needs a takedown to move this thing to a major. Braden Collins is doing a nice job fighting him off and fighting him off. That extra point's going to come in big later.
Quentin Ross was not able to score off the bottom of the second period, so now Thompson of South is on bottom of the third. It is still scoreless. Ross has to ride him out. They're down to 1:10 to go in the match. Still scoreless.
Big takedown there for Braden Collins from Omaha. Burke makes it 8-4 with only 15 seconds left. And the thing is, Doug, you know, the Burke people know they're going to lose. The Burke people just cheered that as if it was a win because of that extra team point.
And so a win by Harris Dulunzik, but no bonus points, and Grand Island gets on the board here. It'll be Burke 6 and Grand Island 3 as they go to 195 pounds.
And in the Class D match, Mark Dunn from Pender had chosen down. He gets the reversal. It's now 6-2 with 1:15 left in the third. Ooh, that was locked hands there. The official missed that. That should have been locked hands. It's going to be another reversal here. And you go twice now. Colton Berg has been on top, and it's ended in a reversal. This is a kid. He's just a freshman, but you don't want him on top of you, Doug. This guy turns everybody.
So Colton Berg is still trailing Mark Dunn 6-4 here in the Class D Championship duel at UNK. Doug Udall, Larry Baker with you here on Classic Hits and FlatRiverPreps.com. Only 53 seconds left of the match. Dunn expected to win, and he's leading, but can Berg find a way to tip him, because that's about the only way you're going to do a job here. You can't cut him twice and take him down.
No, he needs to trap that wrist, Doug. He needs to trap Dunn's wrist. That's how he turns everybody. If he traps that wrist, he's in trouble again here. He's going to get reversed, I think, again.
Thompson has taken a late escape here against Kearney's Quentin Ross. 1-0, 20 seconds left to go in the match. Ross has to find a way to get a takedown, and there has not been much of any action in this match, just locking up, locking up. And finally, Ross, ooh, he's in on a good shot. He's going to have to try and toss him. And they go down to the ground, but a takedown will be awarded to Thompson and maybe a back point to go along with it. And there will be a takedown with 8 seconds and a two-stroke to give him a near fall, and 5-0. Quentin Ross will be defeated. But again, he had to take the chance, and he just about got the job done. Thompson rolled through.
He did, Doug. Thompson threw his hips over the top there. And that ended up being the difference. But that really was a pretty good job. It's going to be 8-4. Colton Berg gets beat. 36-12 now is the dual score between Amherst and Pender. Colton Berg just wrestled a great match. He just wrestled two-time defending state champion right to the buttons. I mean, that was a tremendous match. Now we get another one. I mean, this is where this is going to continue here. You're going to get Brant Florell, who's fifth and third in his state tournament career, against Benny Oliver. The son of Denny Oliver, who's been third or fourth is what he was as a freshman, and he won it as a sophomore, won it as a junior, two-time defending state champion, and he's really, really good. Doug, it wouldn't surprise me. He's 126-pounder. From what I understand, they think maybe he could be as big as 52 or 60 next year. He had a heck of a time getting to 26. He had to go to 26 to make the lineup. He could not beat Bowder or C-Baby. He wrestled them both off. Couldn't beat him and had to suck all the way to 26 to get in the lineup.
Oh, my goodness. And had a two-time state champ.
That's exactly right. That shows you the power in that Pender room.
Well, Brant Florell out there. They've tied it up. Nothing going in the first 30 seconds. All for Chase Reese. He's on the mat now for Grand Island. A dominant sophomore against a senior, Mitch Huff from Burke, who's just above 500. They're just underway, scoreless through the first 30 seconds. And for Kearney, they've had to give up a forfeit at heavyweight. So they are now down 22-4 in their match with Omaha or Millard South. And now Gabe Crocker gets a shot. It's a freshman out there at 106 against Joseva. I heard him say that earlier, and I know that that's not positively right. But Crocker will be a big underdog here in this match, and he's been taken down. He's down 2-0.
Yeah, Kearney's got to get it going right now. I know they've got some good kids coming, but Millard South doesn't have any holes in their lineup. They don't have any spots where you're just going to get some guaranteed points. They need to crank this thing up. Grand Island right now has got Edgar Silva out there, 35-5 sophomore, wrestling Mitch Up, 21-18 senior. scoreless here with about 30 seconds left in the first period.
Got some good matches going on out there. The Florell match is still scoreless. Now it has changed to takedown as they come off the mat.
Yep, Benny Oliver got a takedown there right on the edge.
We need to take a break. We'll do it. We're back with more of the Nebraska State Dual Wrestling Championships for the UNK Health and Sports Center after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Let's face it, if you own a business, your employees are your best advertisers. But if you're like most businesses, your billboards are blank. That's where Demilico comes in. Use screen printing or embroidery to get all your employees to look like they play on the same team. Demilico can outfit the office for a casual Friday or an entire construction company. They can also outfit your softball, baseball, or any sport team. Check them out online, Demilico.com, and see what their design staff can do for you. Demilico, just south of the 2nd Avenue overpass in Kearney.
Doug Duda and Larry Baker back with you here at the UNK Health and Sports Center. I want to thank Rich Broderson and the crew here for their help and work that they put in and to host all of these great events the first time for a state duel. And we've got a little excitement. That's what you want out of the deal. I will say, Larry, that I am a little shocked. I thought there would be more of a crowd here for A and D than what we saw for B and C. And the crowd's okay, but now that some of the schools are not in the finals, it's starting to thin out a little bit. And with Grand Island, Kearney, and Amherst, I thought maybe just those three schools alone would about fill this place up, and they're well represented, but the Omaha schools just aren't going to bring a lot of fans, and I get that, and Class D is Class D. There aren't as many fans to bring, so we'll see what they say about the attendance, but it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah,
it's not great, but it's okay.
That's what I say. It hasn't been horrible. It's been very good, but I'm with you. I actually thought for this session, I thought it would be packed, but I'm with you. It's been okay.
We've already finished up one of our consolation matches down there.
Yeah, Plainview, is going to win 50-28 over Baird. Clearly the third best team. I mean, the top three teams in D are shaking out the way everybody thought, both at the state meet and at the state dual meet. Brant Florell, a big reversal there on Benny Oliver in that Class D match. 50 seconds left in the second period. Benny Oliver leads 4-2, but Florell's in a really good spot. He's got a leg in, crossbody ride. He needs to catch this elbow here. He's got a chance to get some back points here. In the Class A match, Silva leads Huff from 5-1, and Silva just about got some back points there. Grand Island looks better. They've got a little more pep to their step here in the finals versus the way they looked in the semis. They're going here a little better, Doug.
Well, there were 8 forfeits in the Class D 7th place match. They just didn't match up very well. East Butler will edge High Plains 42-39 to take 7th place. And you still have Maxwell and Neely Oakdale going in the 5th place match over here in Class D. And Neely Oakdale's up 30-15 as they wrestle the 120-pound match. In Class A, 7th place match, Millard West 39, Creighton Prep 2. In the 5th place match in Class A, Lincoln Southwest 48, Omaha North 27, and they're on their final match.
Right.
So Southwest is going to win that. Class A 3rd place, Millard South 22, Kearney 4, and Cape Crocker trails Kesteva of Millard South 9-1, and
really
early in the second period. And he's on his back, yes.
Yeah, he's on his back there. You know, Doug, some of those forfeits in – you know, this is a great format, but that's really hard to get away from in Class D. Just simply, sometimes you're not going to have lineups that are full. So you can have a situation like you had down there where Plainview just didn't match up very well with Baird. But I still think this is a great format for people, and I think this thing will build momentum. Brant Florell's in a great position here. They've moved to the third period. He's down 4-2, but he's in a position to possibly get a reversal here. He chose down. He looks good here. he looks like he could get a reversal here, Doug, and that would tie the match. There's a minute 30 left. They may stalemate him here.
In other action, Edgar Silva is on the mat for Grand Island. Chase Reese gets a pin in 107. So Grand Island leads Omaha Burke 9-6 in the Class A championship. And Edgar Silva, in the third period, just getting going. He leads Mitch Huff 5-1. So Grand Island getting a couple of wins here in the upper weight classes if Silva can hang on.
Yeah, and they now lead 9-6. And they want to keep this going because Omaha Burke still has plenty of bullets in their gun, as does Grand Island. But every bit helps here. And you'd like to get a takedown here and just finish this thing in the right spot here if you're Grand Island. Gabe Crocker is just, he's having a tough time over here, Doug.
Gabe just got beat. He ends up getting stuck in 2 minutes and 51 seconds. So as we kind of anticipated, Millard South is taking a 2 Kearney High right now. That makes it 28-4 as they wrestle 113 pounds with the freshman Josh Ross.
And in this Class D match, this is starting to heat up. Both coaches are getting out on the mat. 4-2, still score, 49 seconds left. With Florell down, Florell gets out. It's now 4-3. Benny Oliver's extremely technical on his feet. Florell's got a lot of power. He's big. He's tough. But it's going to be tough to solve this puzzle of Oliver on his feet.
Oliver in on a shot, has an ankle. 4-3. Oliver undefeated, 41-0 on the year. 2-time defending state champion, still has just a 1-point lead over the sophomore, Brant Florell. And unless he makes a giant mistake in the last 20 seconds, he will secure a win. But not going to get a pin and get big points that you would expect from a 2-time champ.
Right, Florell's got a chance here. 21 seconds left, going to get a fresh start. Needs to get a good shot here, a slide by, something like that, those positions that Florell's good at. Oliver's awful tough on his feet. 10 seconds now. Oliver's just running him out of bounds.
Josh Rosh has lost by a pin for Kearney, so Isaac Stansberry's up. Edgar Silva wins for Grand Island 12-6, so they're up 12-6 of the team race.
Yeah, and Brant Florell's going to lose 4-3 here. What a great job by him. You know, Amherst has sent two guys out against two-time defending state champions, and they're losing 1- and 2-point matches. They're right there. And now you're going to get the two that everybody's wanted to see. Logan Divern is going to come out here and wrestle against Bowder, who is a two-time state champion, I believe a two-timer. Garrett Bowder, 41-0 here as a senior. Logan Divern, 39-7, fourth place last week. So this should be a very, very good match. And Bowder in on a quick takedown. Nothing award. Yep, there's the 2 points.
Deloa of Millard South, who was in the state finals last week, pinned Josh Ross of Kearney in 105 was the official time on that. So now Isaac Stansberry taking on Nick Jeanette of Millard South in the Class A third place match. A couple other updates. Neely Oakdale leads Maxwell 36-21 in the D fifth place match. They're at 132 pounds. Millard West leads Omaha Creighton Prep 39-8.
Garrett Bowder has got Logan Divern on his back, and there it is. He just pinned him. Big pin. Bowder's also excited about that.
Wow. You never see an Amherst kid out that quick. 41 seconds is the time.
Yeah, he just went out and took him down and pinned him.
That's three straight wins now for Pender with three matches to go, and that makes it 36-21. They're down by 15. And they only have three matches with the possibility of 18 points.
Right, and right now you've got the rematch of last week's semifinal with Devin. Oh, Pender's going to bump. Pender just bumped. This should have been, we're going to get a good one at 45 then, Doug. Pender should have sent Jacob Seabady out, 3-time defending state champion, to wrestle Devin Divern. They've split on the year. Devin Divern beat him earlier in the year, and Seabady beat him last week in the semis. They're going to send Seabady up to wrestle against Klingelhofer. Very smart move by Pender.
Yeah, but it's over.
Tyler and I
It's going to be over here, though, Larry, because as soon as Devin Divern gets the pin, this duel's over.
Right, but for them to have any chance, they're going to do is try to keep him off of his back here, Doug, because their 45-pounder, Mason, would have pinned him, would have just ripped him. So, I mean, you're going to just take a chance, and you're going to say which kid do I think I can keep off my back here? And that's exactly what they've done.
But it's going to be over quickly. There's the pin for Devin Dibbern to clinch the Class D State Dual Championship Trophy for Amherst, a pin in 40 seconds. We have seen some quick pins in this duel at 2:20, 45 seconds, at 1:13, 45 seconds, at 1:32, 41 seconds, at 1:38, 40 seconds, and those teams have split those four pins up.
Yeah, I suppose they thought that was their best chance to stay off their back there. Pender just came up a guy short. Tyler and I actually talked this morning. Tyler anticipated this. Tyler believed this was going to happen. So now what you're going to get, Mason Klingelhofer, who's been second and third in his so far in his high school career, and he's going to wrestle Garrett Bowder, who as a junior is a three-time state champion. He'll be going for four next year. Mason Klingelhofer can win this match. Mason's very, very tough, very upset about how last week went, getting third instead of first. This will be a good matchup here.
And we've got more first-period pins. Isaac Stansberry of Kearney is able to win the second match here in this duel for Kearney. He takes Nick Jeanette down by a pin in a minute and 45 seconds. Now Scott Bauer of Kearney will wrestle Chad Davidson of Millard South at 126 pounds. Davidson 14-21. Bauer, a senior at 18-15 with his final high school match. Juan Medina of Grand Island has that one-point escape, and he'll have a 1-0 lead over Pistillo of Omaha Burke when they start the third period.
Oh, he might get taken down here. Nope. It's going to be just like you said, Doug. And in this Class D against Seabady and Klingelhofer, 107 left in the first, still no score. Seabady's kind of Klingelhofer's got a front headlock. Seabady's hanging on to the elbow. They're going to stalemate him and send him back to their feet. Mason likes these challenges. I can tell you that. Ooh, big bleeder here. Jacob Seabady's got a gusher.
And so we will have blood time here on the Class D 145-pound match, but it's all over. Amherst is going to win the team championship. They're up 42-21 with just two matches to go. Still a long way to go in Class A. The heavyweights are out there. Grand Island leads Burke 12-6. Grand Island's won three of the first five matches, including three in a row, and Medina's up 1-0 here. And they chose both up in a heavyweight match to start the third period.
Sometimes you're afraid, or you know something that the other guy doesn't, like you can't get out, you know, and you don't want to get ridden out there. So that is a little bit shocking. But
Scott Bauer will take a 4-0 lead now into the midway point of the second period for Kearney, as he is on top here against Davidson of Millard South.
And Kearney's really struggling over there. They're down by 24 points, Doug, 34-10. They've got to get a whole bunch going real fast.
So we're rolling right along here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, Amherst, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We've got five duels left. Three are already in the book from this session. Lincoln Southwest beat Omaha North 51-27 in the fifth place match. In Class D, East Butler beat High Plains 42-39 in the seventh place match, and Plainview beat Bayard 50-28 in the third place match. In Class A, seventh place match, it's Millard West 39, Creighton Prep 14. They're at 132 pounds. The final match is 152 pounds. In the fifth place match in Class A, it's over. Third place is the Kearney match. First place is the Grand Island match. In Class D, fifth place match continues. Neely Oakdale 42, Maxwell 27, and they have two matches left there, so Maxwell needs two pins to have a chance here. No, they can't even do that. Excuse me. Neely Oakdale will win it. They're up by 15 over Maxwell.
Yeah, that's exactly right. In this 145-pound Class D match, Mason Klingelhofer and Jacob Seabady in the first period, 0-0. Mason Klingelhofer gets his choice. Mason's going to take down. And Seabady's a tough cat. You know, he's 39-3. He's a three-time state champ, but he's not dominant. He's not, you know, he doesn't separate. He wrestles a lot of close matches, and Mason's not a guy to wrestle a close match against because he will finish.
Juan Medina is still clinging to a 1-0 lead with 15 seconds left in his match. Bastillo chose both up, and it doesn't even seem like he's been close to a throw here. And it looks like Medina's just got to hang on. He almost got taken down at the end of the second period. And there he takes a weak shot, and it is going to be countered by Medina, and time will run out. And the final high school match for Grand Island heavyweight Juan Medina will be a 1-0 victory.
And that's a tough spot, Doug, because for Burke, I mean, there's such a size difference there. He's clearly a 220-pounder wrestling up at heavyweight. If he goes under Medina, he has no chance of getting out. He had to roll the dice there.
Scott Bauer still leading in his match. Kearney High up 4-0 early in the third period. Trying to get Kearney some more points here. Get a little winning streak going. After Isaac Stansbury won by a pin.
Yeah, Bauer's wrestling tough. He's controlling the ties. He's been right on the verge of turning Davidson several times. He's got a leg in right now, and he's working awful hard trying to get that banana split. Oh, no, he's got a ball and chain there. It looks like he lost it. I mean, just there again, I mean, he's been on the verge of turning him several times.
Blake Cohen, the 106-pounder, will take on Otis Rollins. He was the state runner-up, Rollins was. Last week in Class D, Klingelhofer and C. Beatty scoreless midway through the second period. Klingelhofer has not been able to get off bottom, which was his choice to start the second period.
Yeah, and Doug, you said it, his choice. You have to score on your choice. We talk a lot about that. You have to score points on your choice.
C. Beatty trying to get him turned and tipped here. The Klingelhofer back to his base.
Got to hustle his way out. C. Beatty's running a tough crossbody leg ride, and he's got it figure four. He's got it in deep, and Mason's got to find a way to get up here.
And Scott Bauer is going to get a win here for Kearney High by a score of 4-0, and that'll close the gap a little bit to 34-13.
And in the Grand Island match with Blake Cohen and Otis Rollins, Cohen has taken a 2-0 lead, and this would be a big upset.
Big roll through here, and a quick reversal is given to Klingelhofer with 15 seconds to go in the second period.
Oh, that's big. He may get back points here, Doug.
Rolling into a ball, though, is going to be C. Beatty.
Yes, 4-3-2. Okay, they're going to go to the third period. C. Beatty's going to get his choice. He's probably going to go down, and I'm telling you, Klingelhofer is brutal on top. He runs an incredible high half, and he's got a great wrist bar that he will turn anybody with.
Multiple state champion C. Beatty finds himself down.
Yeah, C. Beatty's got 3. Next year he's going to go for 4.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And, of course, C. Beatty had to do it in the state semifinals last Friday just to get that opportunity in a huge match.
Yeah, that's exactly right. He had to avenge an earlier loss on the season. Devin Divern had beaten him earlier in the year. And C. Beatty beats him last week in the semis and then wins a 1 or 2 point match in the finals.
This would be the cherry on top for Amherst, who has already clinched it. You talked about some of the supposed bad blood, even though these kids probably have never been in the same room and chatted with each other. It's all over the social media. And not only because they bumped here, this is what Pendridge decided to do. This should have been against Devin Divern. Instead, he's going against Klingelhofer. And a chance for Klingelhofer to make history. He could beat a potential four-timer right here.
That's exactly right. One of the guys from Pender that started a lot of the trouble this week. So, I mean, there's a lot going on here. There's no doubt about that.
Minute 17 to go back over in Class A. Otis Rollins was able to get an escape, so it's 2-1. Blake Cohen, they go to the second period, and Cohen will choose bottom. Kearney has Austin Marshall on the mat against another stud from Millard South, 38-5, Alex Mendez.
I'm not sure what's going on. They've changed the score here to give Mason Klingelhofer just one. That was clearly a reversal, so it should be 2-0. I'm not sure why the change there, Doug.
Yeah, we've got a minute left to go here, and they're on the edge of the mat. Klingelhofer trying to keep him in and let that clock run. Down to 55 seconds.
Yeah, surely that's a mistake there. I think, yeah, they just fixed it. Tyler walked over to the table.
Somebody bumped the wrong number. So, C. Beatty's going to take some more blood time here. He's got to get a reversal or an escape and a takedown. And back over to some of our other matches here. We've got some good ones going on. Kearney has put together a little winning streak, but it may be too little too late. We'll see.
Yeah, Kearney's done a nice job here. They've closed the gap here 34-19. They're going to need a bunch of bonus points here, but they could get them. You know, they're wrestling 138. They'll have 45 and 52 coming, so
Well, they bumped Hunter Bamford up to 32, and Millard South didn't put anybody out there. So Bamford's high school career unceremoniously comes to an end with a forfeit win.
And in the semis, Burke did it to him, too, so he only got to wrestle one time today.
So Bamford's there. So now it's Mendez and Millard South against Marshall of Kearney. And Kearney has cut into the lead here a little bit, as you said.
Yeah, it's, what, 15 now.
34, should be 34 to 19, right?
Yep, that's right, Doug. Blake Cohen still leads Otis Rollins 2-1, 45 seconds left in the second period. Blake Cohen's on the bottom with Rollins riding. This would be a big, big match. I'm sure Burke, this is one Burke thought they would get, Doug. Well, we're going to take it to the center now. Back to the center, 55 seconds left. Mason Klingelhofer from Amherst leading the three-time state champion 2-0.
Seabany, 50 seconds as the clock rolls. Back over here in Class A, Cohen is hanging on to a 2-1 lead, but he's going to get turned to his back. Cohen trying to stay off his back. Hasn't been a count. I did not see a count there. Maybe no back points. 20 seconds left in the second period.
Yeah, no back points.
Over in the Kearney High match, Marshall with the takedown over Mendez leads it 2-0 in the second period.
And Klingelhofer's riding tough. 34 seconds left. They're going to walk back to the center, Doug.
Seabany, a three-time champion, now has 30 seconds to score two. And he's going to spin out of there. And now he's got to be careful. This could be a reversal.
It is.
And he's going to get the reversal. Didn't give up one. He gave up two. The mistake there, maybe, or just a great move by the three-timer. 15 seconds to go now in the match. 2-2. Can Klingelhofer get an escape, or will this go overtime?
Man, this is how Jacob Seabady wins over and over and over in his career. He's done it a lot of times.
Seabady's trying to turn it here in the last 3 seconds, but Klingelhofer gets out. A near reversal at the end by Klingelhofer. Seabady slid off, Larry.
If there's 2 seconds there, it's reversal and over. Here we go to overtime. Seabady slow to the center. Mason Klingelhofer hit foot on the line. We're in 1 minute, sudden victory, Doug.
There has not been a takedown. Both of the scoring has been on reversal. Klingelhofer in the second, Seabady in the third. 2-2. And Amherst, again, they're sitting on their hands. They're sitting on pins and needles, waiting to see what can happen here.
They'd like to beat one of these state champs.
Klingelhofer going for a twister.
He's
got him on his back. Klingelhofer with the biggest win of the day. Has just beaten the three-time defending champion, Seabady, and he's trying to pin him.
I think he's got him stuck, Doug.
Listen to the Amherst crowd as Seabady hasn't been on his back much in his career. 15 seconds in overtime, and a stick in overtime.
Ho, ho, ho. Man, that is big. That is big. Look at the Amherst group. Uncle Dave is out there pretty excited. He's lasso in the crowd, man.
The great Jacob Seabady, who is great and will be great again next year, and hugs Klingelhofer and says, great job. The pin comes at the 6:45, 46, 47 mark.
Wow. I tell you what, these Amherst guys all keep coming, but that one in particular, Mason Klingelhofer, and of course his pedigree's big. I mean, the uncles, the cousins, I mean, everybody in his family's been a state champ. And he's a goer. He reminds me of his cousin Chase.
And now late in the Class A match, Cohen has finally been reversed to his back. He'd been up 2-1 the whole way. And now he's down 3-2 with 25 seconds left.
Now,
now it's going to be 5-2, a reversal and to his back. A big, big move in the Class A match. A must for Omaha Burke. You got a state finalist from last week who was about to get beat.
That's one of those deals where Grand Island sat there sitting on their fingers crossed the whole match. He'd wrestled so well. And to give that up right at the end, and time is going to go off. Cohen's going to get beat 5-2. Otis Rollins pulls the rabbit out of the hat right at the end, Doug.
We need to take a break. Ainsworth girls also want to go to the state tournament. Kearney Catholic 51, Ainsworth 41 on ESPN 1460. They go to the fourth quarter. We go to our final matches here. The Class A dual championship still on the line between Grand Island and Omaha Burke. And we'll be back with the 113-pound match right after this. You're listening to the state wrestling tournament brought to you in part by your Midway Auto Dealers, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
Say you've got the new Green Pioneer brand soybean seed. Well, you should. That green polymer coating on Pioneer varieties is treated with Pioneer Premium Seed Treatment. Pioneer Premium Seed Treatment helps to get your soybeans off to a strong start with added early season disease and insect protection. So plant green this spring and harvest more green for your wallet next fall with Pioneer brand soybeans treated with Pioneer Premium Seed Treatment. Contact Pioneer sales professional Craig Weegis today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
You like choices. You like variety. You like quality. You love to save money. So choose the freshest meat and the biggest selection of seafood for Lent and produce at Super Saver. The biggest varieties at prices that will keep your food budget happy. Choose variety. Choose quality. Choose fresh. And choose to save at Super Saver. Second and Broadwell in Grand Island. Be sure to check out the latest specials in the weekly newspaper inserts or online anytime at super-saver.com. Super Saver. We sell for less. Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
With our producer-engineer Stacy Johns and Larry Baker, Doug Duda back with you here at the State Dual Wrestling Championships at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. And let's update you where we're at in the Class A third-place match for Kearney High. Austin Marshall is clinging to a 2-0 lead over Mendez of Millard South, and they start the third period with Marshall on top. In Class A, Aaron Fletcher has gotten the takedown of John Model here in the first period. They will go to the second period with Fletcher up 2-0. And for Amherst, it's their final match. Eric Rasmussen with the takedown of Tyler Thompson. He's up 2-0.
Yeah, he's up 2-0 and getting back points. He's now up 5-0. He's looking good on top. He's wanting to finish this thing off the right way for Amherst. The score is 42-21, Doug. Amherst, in what was the biggest deal today, just dismantled Pender. There were a lot of people that thought Pender could win this.
It is 7-0 now. Eric Rasmussen, after working over Thompson, the senior. So Scutt and Amherst are going to win both state championships on the last two Saturdays. Can Grand Island do it? They lead Burke 15-9, but they still have a long way to go. John Model down 2-0 to Aaron Fletcher here in the Class A matchup at 113 pounds. Fletcher was the state champion last week when Brandon Kyle gave him all they wanted from Hastings. He won that 3-2.
That's right. Model's wrestling tough here. He's not going over. And, oh, jeez. You've got Fletcher just trying to rip that arm out into an arm bar. Oh, man.
Things have changed drastically over here in the Kearney match, too. A reversal by Mendez, and then it looks like maybe some back points and escape by Marshall. But Marshall now trails 4-3, and the time runs out, and that's going to clinch the third-place match for Millard South. Austin Marshall falls by a score of 4-3.
Yeah, I thought Kearney had a great year, Doug. Great showing here today. Great state tournament. You know, with the regime change there, you're seeing things are in good hands. Oh, big pin down there. Aaron Fletcher turned John Model and got the pin.
3:39. The pin, and that'll tie things up between Burke and Grand Island. They'll be 15-15 now as we get back over to Rasmussen.
Yeah, and Rasmussen's just working Tyler Thompson. He's up 7-0, and they're holding more back points. He's going to make it 9-0. So he's got a major with a minute left. And I'm sure he's wanting to get a pin and finish this thing off in big fashion for Amherst, who, as you said, is going to double up on state championships this year.
In the fifth place Class D, Matt, it was Neely Oakdale edging Maxwell by a score of 42-39 to take home the fifth place trophy there, fifth place win. And so Neely Oakdale takes fifth, East Butler seventh, Plainview third in Class D. It's down to just, and Amherst is going to take, of course, the championship.
Yeah, and down here in this Class A, you've got Dante Rodriguez, of course, a two-time state champion, three-time finalist, that has walked out against Connor Fox from Omaha Burke. And Rodriguez came out, got a takedown, and has just immediately put Connor Fox on his back, and he's working for a fall here, Doug. And I think he's a minute 17 left. He probably will get it.
Millard West is going to take the seventh place match over Omaha Creighton Prep. They're up 39-26 with just two matches left to go. Eric Rasmussen now up 9-0 as time is counting down here. This will be the end of the Amherst season. 5 seconds to go. Rasmussen's going to win it 9-0, and Amherst has done it again. A dominant Saturday last week and a dominant Saturday today. They win the duel over Pender 49-21.
Unbelievable. Dante Rodriguez just got a pin for Grand Island to take a 21-15 lead. It was a great job by Amherst all season long. Pender was game. The three times they saw each other this year, Pender was game, but just didn't have enough any of the three times.
So Class D is done. All that's left is Class A. And Grand Island, after that Rodriguez pin, now up 21-15 over Omaha Burke. Still five matches to go in Class A. We're done in D, five to go in A.
Yeah, this thing's going to get good, Doug, this Class A match. They've seesawed. They were tied. Rodriguez, the two-time state champ, came out. But Matt Boland is now wrestling Jacob Wilcoxon. All kinds of accolades between these two. Boland, quick takedown, minute 15 left. He's going to take a 2-0 lead. Burke, I think, has got to get a win here, Doug, because Burke is going to probably be somewhat of an underdog in some of these upcoming matches.
And Wilcoxon got upset by Marshall earlier. They bumped him so he wouldn't have to wrestle Hunter Bamford, and then he ends up getting beat by the next guy for Kearney and Austin Marshall.
Yeah, and now he's got his hands full here with Matt Boland.
And Marshall just got beat over here 4-3. That tells you how tough these competitors are here in our final duels.
Yeah, no question. You know, they talked about earlier today 40-some state medals and how many ever Class A state champions here and finalist appearances. And, I mean, we really did get the best of the best here today from an individual standpoint.
Dante Rodriguez with the pin in 55 seconds.
He went out there on a mission. Made Albert happy.
He had a great day. One more year left for Rodriguez. He has been in the finals three times for Grand Island. Will he make it four next year?
Yeah.
A lot of questions out there about that.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say, is you've got a situation where, you know, there's not a lot of four-time finalists in the world, Doug, and he's got a chance to do that. Of course, was beaten by Hunter Bamford as a freshman, and then has reeled off two straight state championships.
And Bamford made it to the finals four times and a three-time champion, and that's what Rodriguez will try and do next season. Back over here, Derek Berriman of Kearney has taken a 1-0 lead over Nathan Kwan of Millard South with the second period escape. They're down to 35 seconds to go in the second period. He's trying to get in on a single leg, but Kwan gets a hold of those wrists and denies the further pursuit, and they're about ready to come off the mat.
Oh, my good gravy, Doug.
And they didn't go off the mat.
No.
Derek Berriman yanks him back on and gets the takedown to go up 3-0.
And he's going to get back points, Doug. He put him on his back right there.
10 seconds to go. I don't think he can get the pin out of the situation he's in, but he's going to be up 6-0 going into the final period here for the junior for the Kearney High Bearcats.
Unbelievable little run right there, Doug.
I think Quant figures they're going off the mat, relaxes.
Exactly,
and then
what happened.
Loses his rotator cuffs there when he gets yanked back in.
Hey, man, we tell kids, you've got to wrestle every position on an edge. Don't ever relax. You know, and we tell them if it gets loud, you keep wrestling until the officials pat you on the back so you don't stop on a whistle on another mat, or you just got to keep going there. And that's exactly what happened there. Quant just quit wrestling.
And now we've got locked hands over there to start the third period. And Quant on bottom, he is going to get the escape. And the locked hands, I assume, were on Carney.
Yeah, it was. It was. Quant's going to get the point. Bruman locked his hands.
So now 6-2.
Yep. Escape and locked hands.
Back over in the championship match, Wilcoxon and Bolin are now tied 2-2. 1 minute to go in the second period. And in on a shot, Wilcoxon. Can he keep his toes in? They say no. Yeah. Wilcoxon with a great takedown, but inches off the mat.
Yeah, and Bolin had a great wizard there. Wasn't going to allow that to be a takedown. Bolin's a tough kid. He's been around a really long time. He's a senior. I believe he was a state finalist this year, was he not?
Yeah.
Got beat by Bamford, I think, in the finals. But he's a multi-time state medalist, and he's been really tough. He's had a great career for the Islanders.
Yeah, 8-0 Bamford beat him in the final last week. Also a reminder, our sports is not done after this on Classic Hits. We got sports everywhere. Basketball, hockey, the Storm home tonight. They're just underway against Green Bay on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Right now, the Kearney Catholic Ainsworth girls are in the fourth quarter on ESPN 1460. And there's Wilcoxon with a throw, and he's going to take Bolin to his back with 20 seconds to go in the second period and get the two near fall.
That's 4.62. Big separation there, Doug. Big separation.
Finishing the other thought, coming up following our wrestling, we've got basketball. The Loup City boys try to make it to the district final, taking on Burwell. Burwell's only lost twice this year. Once was to Loup City. That game scheduled to tip off at 8 o'clock. And the Donovan Trumbull Hastings St. Cecilia boys, 8 o'clock tonight on 1230 AM KHAS. All those sports broadcasts also on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. And it looks like they've chosen both up here, Larry, in the Class A match with the third period beginning.
Yeah, Bolin's going to have to get something big. Really, what Bolin needs is what Wilcox had, a feet to back, you know, whether it's for five or for four. He's got to get going. Wilcoxon is not easy to score on. He's very square stance, big, strong hips. He's very tough to get angles created on.
Grand Island leading in the duel, 21-15, and this would seem to be one of those that Omaha Burke would have to put in as a must-win. And not only are they ahead, they would like to maybe find a few more points.
Yeah, I mean, you're in a situation. I know Matt Bolin's had a great career. He's a tough kid, but Burke's got to believe Jacob Wilcoxon is going to get him a win here.
Derek Berman is going to finish things up for Kearney High in his 145-pound match with another win, 6-2. It's just not going to be enough for Kearney High. They're going to finish fourth here at the state duels.
Yeah, 37-22 is the score, and I think Mazankowski is coming out for their last match.
And a win here would be career win number 100, I do believe. And will they even send a wrestler out? No. That's it. Mazankowski gets his win via forfeit.
He held up the 100, too. That ain't his fault. Good for him.
So Kearney High will make it look close at the end. Millard South will win it 37-28 over Kearney High.
That should have been a bridge. No, Millard South, excuse me there.
Back over to the Class A final. You got the seventh place match, which Millard West is going to beat Creighton Prep. And now you've got the first place match, Grand Island and Omaha Burke, 25 seconds away here from Wilcoxon defeating Matt Bolin. Bolin trying to circle in the middle, and Wilcoxon just backing up anytime he makes a move at him. And Bolin's going to have to take that chance. He takes his shot, but not going to be good enough. 10 seconds.
Now, Wilcoxon's got big, strong hips. He's just so hard to finish on.
Burke will be good at 38-45.
Yes.
And they got Bridgeford waiting at 52. That's a big, big win right there for Omaha Burke as Bolin is defeated 6-2, and that'll make it Grand Island 21, Omaha Burke 18. The Class A dual championship is not over, and we'll be back with more on Classic Hits 98.9, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer. Get your soybeans off to a strong start with added early season disease and insect protection from Pioneer Premium Seed Treatment. Contact Pioneer sales professional Craig Weeches today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. We'll be right back.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Big or small, Tom Dinsdale's got them all. For example, the plush comfort of the 2013 Chevy Avalanche in a beautiful blue topaz metallic finish and 20-inch chrome wheels will make you almost forget you're driving a tough truck with V8 Vortec power and a heavy-duty trailering package. Tom Dinsdale's price is nearly $4,000 below list, plus it's eligible for another $2,000 rebate. Test drive stock number 95950 today. Rebates and financing subject to credit approval. Let's face it, if you own a business, your employees are your best advertisers. But if you're like most businesses, your billboards are blank. That's where Demilico comes in. Use screen printing or embroidery to get all your employees to look like they play on the same team. Demilico can outfit the office for a casual Friday or an entire construction company. They can also outfit your softball, baseball, or any sport team. Check them out online, Demilico.com, and see what their design staff can do for you. Demilico, just south of the 2nd Avenue overpass in Kearney.
And we are back here to the state high school dual championships, where we're down to just one significant match, one significant duel, and it's pretty significant, Larry Baker. Yeah. It's for the Class A state championship. They're at 132 pounds, so there are four matchups left. Omaha Burke trailing Grand Island. And now I see that Grand Island on our track wrestling has 20 team points. They couldn't. Did they lose a team point?
I don't know. I was watching.
I didn't see anything. It says 20-18 after that win by Wilcoxon. It should have been 21-18. It was 21 this whole time.
I'd have to go through and re-hand score the duel to tell you if they just had it wrong up there from the beginning.
It was at 15, and then they got the pin by Dante Rodriguez, which took them to 21. So,
well, then they've lost one. Oh, gee, many crickets. That's big. I see the coaches are huddled up over there discussing something. They're kind of allowing Trey Trujillo to get it figured out on his own. Doug, oh, Trey Trujillo just about went to his back.
Well, this is a must win for Trujillo, and I think some strategy may have been put out there by Omaha Burke at 132 pounds. Not really. Matt Abdush is out there. He's their best wrestler at this weight class, but Kearney or Grand Island, this would appear to be one that they need to win.
Yeah, and there's something going on. Grand Island's trying to figure out some strategy here. They were just meeting as a staff during this match. Then Chad Winkle, Coach Westerby, walked away to talk to a wrestler. Chad Winkle went over, talked to Westerby and the wrestler. Him and Westerby and Chad Winkle discussed it again. And then Westerby's got a wrestler, and he's in his ear, and Chad Winkle's talking to another one right now. Doug, I think they're looking at some big strategy here to try to win this duel in the end. Now Chad Winkle comes back over and both of them are in the face of, I can't tell who that is.
Well, Grand Island doesn't have a whole lot left. Andrew Rojas is their man at 138. At 145, you've got Jared Fortune, who come out at 2-7. And at 152, you got Stetson Stara, who hasn't even wrestled today. I don't know if they were open at 52 earlier.
Yeah,
That's where they got that injury from Billy Thompson, I believe it was.
That's right.
Or was that 95? That was probably 95. But they had two injuries the week of districts, and so that's why they don't have a fresh 52-pounder. That's why this is big here, a must-win by Trey Trujillo, and probably with bonus points.
That's what I was just going to say, Doug. I'm actually going to say maybe some bonus because Burke's going to send some hammers out coming here. If Burke thinks they should have won the state title last week, you know, they really believe that. They thought that they kind of fell apart in the semis when they lost a couple of their big studs. And they thought had they not done that, they'd have won the state championship last week. So this, much like the Pender-Amherst duel, kind of some redemption here for Burke.
And Millard West is finally going to put away this seventh-place match over Omaha Creighton Prep by a score of 45-26. So we're down to just one duel, and Trey Trujillo has a 2-0 lead here as they start the second period over Abdush of Omaha Burke.
Yeah, you've got right now Coach Reedy's the only coach in the Grand Island corner, and he's coaching Trujillo, and you've got Westerby and Shadwinkle
giving very specific instructions to a wrestler over here. And I think the big powwow was who was it going to be, because I think when Chad Winkle went, he probably told the other wrestler, you're not going to wrestle.
And Omaha Burke, you start looking here at 38. They've got Jared Green, 38-5 at 45. You've got Hammond, 38-3, and at 52, you got Bridgeford. It's not like any of those would be an underdog. Right now, Grand Island must go 2-2, and Trujillo has got Abdu Shadi's back.
Yeah, and this big, you need 6 points here, Doug.
And this looks like he's got him really good and locked up. The five count has been made, but he's going to maybe have to adjust a little bit, and he's going to lose it.
He had him tight there, but he's going to get the three to take a 5-0 lead with a minute left in the first.
Second period. So right now, Grand Island, according to our team score here, has just a 2-point lead, and 2-2 might be good enough for him. But you might also look that there's probably 12 points still out there right now for Omaha Burke. You would have to think two of their three, whoever doesn't wrestle against Grand Island's Rojas, they're probably going to get two pins, so that would give them 30 points. So Grand Island needs a pin here and a Rojas win.
That's exactly right. And, man, Rojas is working for it, Doug. My goodness, he has given it all.
We stacked him up there with 18 seconds to go, second period.
Whew.
But he has not been able to finish it each time Abdush has come out of there. And I'm going to tell you what right now, the difference between 21-18 and 20-18 is huge.
Huge.
We'll try and find out more about that as soon as we can. I don't know what the story is, but now Grand Island and Trey Trujillo is up 8-0 as they go to the third period. Trujillo will have an 8-0 lead here as they go to the third period. And both up, it looks like, is the choice. I believe the choice went to Burke, and they're going to go both up.
Yeah, they don't want to go under him there. He got turned three times there, and they don't want to go under him again. They're going to get majored here. They're trying to stay off their back.
Omaha Scud in B, Madison in C, Amherst in D, your state champions so far today. Our Classic Hits wrap-up show will be coming up, brought to you by Trampy Ag of Amherst and your Midway Auto Dealers of Kearney, South 2nd Avenue. We'll recap and then send you on to basketball with Loop City and Burwell scheduled at the top of the hour. Might start a little late. They think that Kearney Catholic Ainsworth game is just ending, and we'll have an update for you on that. But right now, they've kind of danced around here the first 30 seconds of the third period. Trujillo up 8-0. He's looking for his chance. Abdu's really not doing anything. He's not trying to score. There's a stall warning, and they'll back off the mat. So there's a stall against Burke.
Yeah, Trujillo needs to pick up the pace here for his team. He really needs to get going. He's kind of slow-footed here. He needs to get the whole thing going and get a takedown. And I think he can turn him if he can get back on top of him.
Now, I truly believe 4 points is not enough here, Larry, because I don't see Rojas sticking any of the guys that he wrestles for Omaha Burke. Could happen, but would be a long shot.
Right.
Again, trying to get in there on a throw, but nothing for Trujillo. And we're down to 50 seconds to go. Trujillo's up 8-0, but he's got to try something.
Yeah, Trey Trujillo just hasn't pushed the pace here, Doug.
They're just dancing around. In fact, he hasn't pushed the pace enough to even make him call another stall on Abdush. 35 seconds. He's standing there like a punch, like he's been punched a couple of times, and he's hearing it from the coaching staff over there. Get in there and tie it up as he tries to throw, but they're on the edge of the mat. And a restart with 25 seconds to go, and Burke's just cheering. Their kid's down 8-0, and they're cheering.
Yeah, that's what's cool about a dual meet format. That's exactly right. Looks like blood. This is actually good for Grand Island. He can walk out and get in his ear and say, let's go.
So Trujillo, with minimal time left, will have some blood time here. And this is our final duel of the day, but there are still three more matches after this one. This Class A final has taken a long, long time. The other seven matches are all in the book, and they're about ready for a restart here. But Trujillo just looks like he's got nothing left in the tank. His hands are on his knees. He has winned it, and he has dominated the match.
And I think that's actually it, Doug. In that second period, he really expanded a lot of energy trying to turn him. In a regular match, it's not quite like that. You're not as frantic. You're wrestling the flow of the match. In that second period, it was just a flat-out sprint for Trujillo, turning him and trying to pin him. My guess is he may be punched out here.
Restart, 25 seconds, arm tie up. Trujillo's going to have one chance. Can he connect? He comes in on a double leg. He'll get the takedown to make it 10-0, but he needs to cut him. Well, now he comes up to the front headlock for a twist. 10 seconds to go. He's lifting him off the mat, but Abdu's just not going to give it up.
No, he just laid there.
And that is going to be the end. It will be a 10-0 win for Trey Trujillo, but that's only 4 points, 24-18. And again, somewhere along the way, we lost a magic point.
You know, if we can see, I was trying to think if we could see on track wrestling in that dual score, if we can see how that was done.
All day long when I have been checking it out, that point doesn't show up until the end. So let's check one more time here for the Grand Island and Omaha Burk.
What I don't know is, did somebody show up without their shoelaces tied? It could have been something as simple as that, Doug. Didn't necessarily have to be any type of big blow-up. Now we've got Andrew Rojas, 36-10, wrestling Jared Green, 38-5. And, of course, Jared Green, extremely tough, has had a great career. Rojas has been a multi-time state medalist and extremely tough as well.
It's been listed as unsportsmanlike on the coaching staff of Grand Island, so that is a point that has been deducted from Grand Island in the team race. And so it's Grand Island 24, Omaha Burk 18, 3 matches to go. And as you just said, Green, a stud here for Omaha Burk. Rojas, solid for Grand Island. But he's got to do more than just win here in the 138-pound match.
Yeah, Rojas, of course, Rojas could just about put this away with a win here, but Rojas would have to wrestle a little above himself here to beat Jared Green.
Well, Rojas, it appears in my figuring, has to win and has to win by bonus points, because there will be 2 more matches after this that they're big-time favorite in, and now Rojas is injured as they come off the mat.
And that would be 6 points if he can't continue for Omaha Burk. It looked like he was actually hurt pretty bad there when he come off. I don't know if he landed on his shoulder.
It might have been right in the seam of the mats that are connected here, east-west. I think he's going to be okay. He's going to pop up, but something got twisted there. 1:10 to go in the first period. We're scoreless. And Grand Island trying, after winning 5 consecutive state championships at Omaha, to win the first Class A state duel. But even though they're up 24-18 right now, they're behind. Yeah. Because it's going to take a tremendous effort to win any of these last 3 matches.
Yeah, they're up by 6 here. And they're the last two that are going to come after this, 45 and 52, are going to be awful tough. Rojas is in deep here, Doug. He's in deep. Jared Green is going to let it go. Rojas gets the takedown, 2-0 on Jared Green of Omaha Burk.
A final for Ward. The Kearney Catholic girls are district champions, beating Ainsworth 67-52, which should virtually put Minden in as a wild card. So both of those teams will be headed to state. Kearney Catholic beat Minden in the sub-district final. And coming up next here on Classic Hits after our wrestling recap, we'll be heading you up to Ord for the Loup City Boys sub-district final against Burwell. But right now, the big boys, Class A, still battling here, and everybody else has been done for a long time. It's been, what, a half hour since Amherst? Well, it's been longer than that since they clinched it, a half hour since they've been done wrestling, and everybody just waiting for the trophy.
Yeah, and this is kind of cool. You've got a situation where all the mats, all the kids that wrestled here today are kind of all around the mats and watching Rojas. Jared Green came to his feet. Rojas could not get him returned, and Green got warned for stalling. So keep that in your back pocket here as we move on through this match, knowing that Rojas has been warned.
So Rojas with a 2-0 lead, and Green, the junior from Omaha Burk, will choose down to start the second period. This is the state dual championship here on Classic Hits. And as it kind of came down to, we were talking about Pender needing a couple of matches that they didn't get. Grand Island must win this. And in holding onto that leg,
he's going to get hit for stalling here, Doug, and lose a point. He's got to return him.
Well, and he does. He is able, Rojas is able to get Green back down to the mat. Green couldn't get free to get the escape, at least not yet. As he was quick up on his foot.
Right. This is big. If Rojas can get a win here, what it does, he doesn't have to get bonus here. If he can just get a win, and 45 and 52, you can tell your guy to go out there and lay on his belly, Doug. You know, just don't get turned. Which is how Grand Island got into the finals. That's exactly what they did in the semis, is they sent their guy out and he just laid on his belly.
Yeah, it was a great job to not give up points.
That's right.
And we are down to a minute 30 to go in the second period here. Totally different feel. I'll tell you that right now, sitting here trying to call this here, and boy, Rojas goes for a roll through here, and he's getting back points. Jared Green giving up back points here. He's going to get the five count. What a nice roll through there by Andrew Rojas.
Now, you don't want to be greedy, but three more makes it a major.
5-0, and we still have half the match to go, 1 minute to go in the second period. But after giving up those points, he's going to try and roll him through onto his back again, getting to the very edge of the mat. But that time, Green won't give him up. He's able to roll through as the clock continues to run to 50 seconds.
Boy, Rojas has looked dominant on top here, and you're not even seeing Jared Green try to get out right now. He has just completely stopped moving on the bottom altogether.
I was just going to say, this is completely different because it's the first time. We've just got one thing going on, and the state championship still in the balance.
Yes, no question. And that's, like I say, it's kind of cool. All the kids are around the mats. Still a fair amount of people here for there to just be one duel still going.
Well, of course, the local teams are all getting a trophy. Kearney, Grand Island, and Amherst. Kearney will get fourth in Class A. Amherst, your D state champion. And now will Grand Island get first or second? Boy, again, Rojas here. Trujillo was tired. Rojas already looks a little bit winded here. As Green comes to his feet quickly, trying to hold him and bring him back down with 15 seconds to go, second period.
Going to get a stalling call. Got to return him.
I think he's trying.
Yeah.
But he is going to give up the escape, and Green's going to get the escape. Rojas now 5-1, 5 seconds to go here in the period. They'll come off the mat with 2 seconds.
And
so
Rojas is going to get his choice, Doug, in the third period. Well, my guess is I think he'll probably go down, try to get that escape back and keep this thing to five.
So 5-1, they do go to the third period. Some discussion there whether they go down or both up.
But you're exactly right. Did you see Coach Shadwinkle? Rojas was pointing down the whole time, and Shadwinkle couldn't decide. He was with you. Maybe go on your feet.
Yeah, the problem with going on your feet, five-point move, you can get pinned going down, but you're not going to give a five-point move. And Rojas quickly to his feet. He gets the escape, so same thing. It took him 6 seconds. He picks up the point.
And now,
6-1.
And now the key is a five-point move doesn't beat you as long as you don't get pinned, obviously. One takedown could seal this because I think Jared Green would probably be broken at that point.
A move here by Rojas could get you bonus points for Grand Island. A takedown and any back points would put you up by at least
eight
or 7 or 8 points.
Yeah, it would be 8-1. He'd be up by 7 with a takedown. Any back points at all, and it's going to get you a major.
They come off the mat a minute 23 to go. The Class A state dual final here on Classic Hits. Glad you're along with us. Doug Duda, Larry Baker. Right after us, it's Sub-District Boys Basketball, if you're tuning in for that. Kearney Catholic Girls just beat Ainsworth.
Doug, this win, if Grand Island can hold on to this win, it means, you know, two majors in those final two matches will not win it for you. You're going to need one of them to be a pin.
And this would be the seventh win for Grand Island. Then it would be 7-7, and so then you go into the next criteria.
Right.
As to who would win it. It wouldn't be, each team would have the 7 wins. And as far as pins, 1-1, 2-1. 2-1 Grand Island, but again, kind of expecting to see maybe a
one. Yeah. Well, to get there, Burke's going to have to get one.
It would seem that way. Again, they restart in the middle. We're down to 40 seconds to go here for Andrew Rojas as Grand Island shuffled their lineup a little bit. He's at 138 against Jared Green, leads at 6-1. And Green now knows he's got to take a shot, and here's where it gets tricky. If Green takes a bad shot, Rojas could dump him to his back and get to that major decision.
Right. Green's got to be really careful.
What do you do as a coach? Sit back, take the 6-1 loss?
That's what's tough, but you know, it's one of your hammers. Most generally, you wouldn't say so, but you do get to a point where you have to be careful. You don't want him to go for broke and try to throw him to his back like you would in an individual tournament.
They both look tired. 20 seconds. That end of 15. Ooh, trying for a front headlock throw there. And it slips off and goes out of bounds. 10 seconds.
That's not what you want Andrew Rojas doing.
I didn't think so. Because then you fall down on your own back.
That's exactly right.
And off the window, whistle not much. There's a shot by Green. He whiffs. And that'll be the end of this match. And so Andrew Rojas, it's not sexy, but it's a win. 6-1 for Grand Island. And they will now lead 27-18 in this duel. And two matches left to go. And anything can happen. If Burke wins them both just by decision, they come up with just 6 points and they'll be short. They need 10 points to win it straight out.
Doug, I expect Jordan Hammond to come out of here like an F5 tornado. He has been over there pacing and pacing, pointing at the crowd, pointing at his buddies for the last three matches. I expect him to come out. He knows the score. He knows what needs to happen here.
And wrestling at 145 is Stetson Stara for Kearney High. I think this is his first varsity match this year.
This was the big discussion that we saw going on, and Stara was who they went over and talked to. Boy, he's clubbing Hammond. He's not afraid of nobody. But that's exactly what what that discussion was.
So a big matchup here. Hammond, a 38-3 senior, and he goes in and a whistle.
What did they stop that for? Stetson just goes with an illegal headlock.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Staris, for real, he doesn't care. He's going to try to make this happen. You know, Hammond is a multi-time state champion, and Stara just walked into a headlock. Stara's got him in deep trouble.
And Hammond got him on his back. This is going to end up in a pin, and it's going to come down to the final match of the entire high school wrestling season, a pin in 53 seconds. And so that will make it Grand Island 27, Omaha Burke 24. Now that ties it in pins. The only way Grand Island can win this state championship is to either upset the 152-pounder from Burke, get beat by 7 or less points, and then I'm not even sure what the third and fourth criteria is. I've lost my handle on that. Well, Grand Island has had a team point taken away.
I was just going to say, you say you lost your handle on that. Somebody lost their cool for Grand Island, and that's why that would be the case. My guess is here you've got Justice Bridgeford, who's been a state champion, Doug, three-time medalist. He was a state champ as a sophomore. He's extremely good.
He's up 2-0, and it would be a Jared Fortune is out there for Grand Island, 2-7 going into the postseason. And it looks like Omaha Burke is going to find a way here at the very end. And just not as many horses. And let's be honest, too, here, Larry. You take a look back at the way they had to bump their lineup around. You had those two kids that got hurt before last week's state tournament. I think they probably maybe win another match here or two.
Yeah, I agree.
Billy Thompson probably wins. Chase Reese doesn't have to wrestle the weight. They bumped that around a little bit.
Yes.
Trying to set up the near side cradle, lost that.
He's trying to stack him up with a three-quarter Nelson right now. Boom, he just did her too, Doug.
And on his back is Fortune. And Burke, a few seconds away from a pin at a state championship. Bridgeford locks it up. There it is. And Omaha Burke wins their last two matches by pin. This one in 57 seconds, and it is Omaha Burke rallying to beat Grand Island 30-27 to win the first ever Class A State Dual Championship. We will take a break, recap it all, and get you ready for high school hoops. Keep it here. Our wrap-up show is next on Classic Hits.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
You like choices. You like variety. You like quality. You love to save money. So choose the freshest meat and the biggest selection of seafood for Lent and produce at Super Saver. The biggest varieties at prices that will keep your food budget happy. Choose variety, choose quality, choose fresh, and choose to save at Super Saver. Second in Broadwell in Grand Island. Be sure to check out the latest specials in the weekly newspaper inserts or online anytime at super-saver.com. Super Saver, we sell for less.
And welcome back to the UNK Health and Sports Center, where the 2013 State High School Wrestling Dual Championships, first ever in the state, have concluded. And Grand Island will be second, Kearney fourth, and A. Amherst is your Class D state champion. And before we give you the overall results that you might have missed earlier, this is our wrap-up show brought to you by our friends at the Midway Auto Dealerships of Kearney, South 2nd Avenue, thinkmidway.com, and Trampy Ag of Amherst. Larry, overall thoughts on the day? We had excitement right down to the final match.
Yeah, great. I mean, just quickly, with a big brush, the day was great. This is a great event. I think it will grow. A lot of excitement, and, you know, moving to, it's, you know, we see the Burke guys down there really celebrating it up. 5 years it's been since we've seen Grand Island leave one of these things not a champion.
And Omaha Burke had another great dual season. Millard South lost their first duel of the year in the semifinals to Grand Island 34-33. They won 22 of them just this year. And so Grand Island able to pick up a second-place trophy here today. And we're just about ready to bring you some high school hoops. So let's run through our post-game here. And we will start with Class A. In the opening round, Grand Island beat Lincoln Southwest 57-9. Millard West fell to Millard South 52-18. Kearney beat Omaha North 45-25. Omaha Burke over Creighton Prep 57-21. In the semifinals, Grand Island gets beat in its last match, but only a three-point loss on the dual tournament scale. So Grand Island beats Millard South 34-33. Omaha Burke took care of Kearney 45-21. In the consolation semifinals, Lincoln Southwest beat Millard West 56-16. And Omaha North beat Creighton Prep 38-29. Seventh-place match, Millard West over Creighton Prep 45-26. Fifth-place match, Lincoln Southwest over Omaha North 51-27. After just getting pummeled by Grand Island, Southwest came out and wrestled two good duels after that. Third-place match, Millard South holds off Kearney 37-28. And in the championship, Omaha Burke downs Grand Island 30-27. In Class B, opening round, Scott beat Alliance 60-12. It was Syracuse over Plattsmouth 37-29. Lexington got a pin in their final match to beat Scotts Bluff 34-33 and Nebraska City over York 31-25. In the B semifinals, both were 42-24. Scott over Syracuse and Nebraska City beat Lex. Consolation semifinals, Plattsmouth beat Alliance 47-21 and York edged Scotts Bluff 34-32. Scotts Bluff took seventh over Alliance 45-33. York down Plattsmouth 36-30 for fifth in Class B. Syracuse down Lexington 46-17 for third, and Scutt won the final two matches after being tied to beat Nebraska City 33-27. In Class C, top seed David City won their first match over Aquinas 58-17. Central City dumped Wilbur Claytonia 52-21. O'Neill knocked off Valentine 47-30, and Madison over Sergeant Burwell 37-24. In the semifinals, Central City got by the top seed David City 39-32. Madison dominated O'Neill 40-19. Consolation semifinals, Valentine over Sergeant Burwell 40-27, and Wilbur Claytonia edged Aquinas 33-30. Class C seventh place, Sergeant Burwell over Aquinas 51-27. Valentine over Wilbur Claytonia 60-10. O'Neill over David City for third 42-27. And in the championship, Madison won the couple of key matches they needed to beat Central City 31-28. And finally in Class D, in the opening round, Amherst beat Maxwell 60-18. Plainview all over East Butler 48-19. Bayard took care of High Plains 36-32. And Pender rallied to beat Neely Oakdale 44-34. In the D semifinals, Amherst had another great round. They beat Plainview 58-21. Pender got by Bayard 42-30. Consolation semifinals, Maxwell over East Butler 46-33, Neely Oakdale over High Plains 39-31, and finally in Class D, 7th place East Butler over High Plains 42-39, 5th place 42-39, Neely Oakdale over Maxwell, Third place, Plainview over Bayard, 50-28. And Amherst, as you just heard in the background, collecting their state championship trophy, really rolled Pender, 49-21.
Yeah,
Mason Klingelhofer beating three-time defending champion Jacob Sebade, the match of the day.
Yeah, and it just absolutely rolled through this thing. Amherst did a great job. I mean, we've talked about it the last 3 weeks in a row, where their program is at and where it's going to continue to go. Fort Pender showed up again and got whacked. But actually, you know, when you look at it, Doug, who did we have? Omaha Scott Catholic and Amherst were the only two that were able to come in here and, in effect, if you call it, defend their team title of a week ago and repeat here. The other two, Grand Island and Central City, went down.
Well, 1 week later than it's ever been, the 2012-13 high school wrestling season now comes to an end. And I know the swim kids are coming back home. Congratulations to them. We've got basketball coming up Monday and Tuesday. But right now, we need to wrap things up from here so we can bring you the Loup City Boys Sub-District Final against Burwell. Randy Bushcutter has it for you from Ord. And our wrap-up brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, your Midway Auto Dealerships, South 2nd Avenue of Kearney, thinkmidway.com, and by Trampy Ag of Amherst, along with Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed Dealer. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success to Bill Lentz and Larry Baker. Hey, can't do it without you, Larry. Thanks, man. Season's over.
It's been a great year. Can't believe it. Season's over. I suppose I'll probably do a bunch of state basketball games with you.
I'll have a spot.
Because I know a lot about that.
For our producers and engineers, Merritt Lawson, Grant Sparks and Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Dunas saying congratulations to Omaha Burke, Omaha Scott, Madison, and Amherst, the first ever Nebraska State dual team champions. Good night from the UNK Health and Sports Center. Basketball is next.
Doctors of chiropractic are trained in the art and science of spinal manipulative therapy. They use this to treat a wide variety of conditions, such as neck, back, leg, extremity pain, and headaches. And most sports.